אלישו, חלק א', ריש פי א', מאמר חמישי ארץ ישראל. This is the first chapter. מי מאיתנו מרגיש בסעידה של ארץ ישראל וקדושתה? Who among us feels the power, the profundity of ארץ ישראל, its holiness? ומי רואה בארץ הקדושה מקום על יסוד וסוד הצלחתו? Who sees in this holy land the place where he will grow and the root of his success? Very few of us. אולם, nonetheless, אי אפשר שלא לסבונן בעניין ארץ ישראל. We can't avoid looking and examining the concept of ארץ ישראל, ולא רק למען כבודה של ארץ חמדתנו, if only in honor of the Holy Land. Says the Kuzari, והיא ארץ הנקראת לפני השם. It's the land that's referred to as before Hashem, in the presence of הקדוש ברוך הוא. הנאמר עליה, the Torah says about it, תמיד עיני השם לקח בה. The eyes of Hashem God are in this land or looking at this land constantly. Aleha nafla hakin'a v'achemda bin Hevel v'Kain b'techila. It's regarding this land that the dispute arose between Hevel and Kain. Kesheratzu l'das ezevim haratzu l'yos b'mkoyim Adam. When they wanted to know who would be, who would fill the place of their father. Uskul asoy v'libo ilin cholos ha'atz, who would inherit the land. U'idabek b'inyan aloiki. And to be, this phrase that is so, that the Kuzari coined, this idea of inyan aloiki, to be devoted and connected to Hashem. V'ne'ema, ultimately, v'yayitze kain melifnei Hashem. He left Hashem's presence. She'etza megorash me'aretz azez she'bahayu. And that means from Eretz Yisrael. He was deprived of the ability to live there in the presence of Hashem. V'chen ne'ema b'yayna, it says about him, v'yakob yayna livrach tarshisha melifnei Hashem. He arose to escape to Tarshish. Lo yivrach ki mimekoyim ha'nevoah. He was escaping the place where he would receive nevoah to a place where he wouldn't. Einenu ela divrei Rabbi Yehuda Halevi eile. These words of the Kuzari are sufficient kedei ladas seida uzgulasa shel Eretz Yisrael, in order to know something of the power, the potency, the property of Eretz Yisrael. Shenikra shema lifnei Hashem. It's called before Hashem's face, in the presence of Hashem. Lifnei Hashem be'asaga ve'ashgacha. It has two components. Hasaga, the achievements that one can have there, the attainments, and hashgacha, Hashem's involvement in that land. Yoyna barach tashisha shal yasig nevoah shiyeh b'mishum yivud kategori al Yisrael. So Yoyna wanted to escape to Tashish, so as not to have nevoah, which would constitute an implied criticism of Bnei Yisrael who don't do tshuva. Uvechutz la'atz ein nevoah. He would receive nevoah in Eretz Yisrael, but outside, he knew that he wouldn't receive nevoah. הריזוי ההשגה שמגיעים אליה דווקא בארץ ישראל. So what it says in terms of attainment and perception and knowledge of Hashem, ארץ ישראל is a special level. ובוודאי כשרוע ההשגה זו בהשגחה המיוחדת אשר בארץ הקודש. Certainly this attainment, this perception that God can attain of הקדוש ברוך הוא, is obviously linked to the special השגחה, Hashem's special involvement in ארץ הקודש. וכבאור הרמב"ן, the Rambam says as follows, a lengthy quote, והעניין, כי השם הנכבד ברא הכל ושם כוח התחתונים בעליונים ונסל על כל עם ועם בארץ ישראל בגויים כוכב ומזל ידוע. For each nation in its land, he appointed certain forces to guide them and to sustain them. וזה שנאמר, that's what the pasuk means, אשר חילק השם אלוקיך וישם לכל העמים. השם distributed these forces among the nations, כי חלק לכולם מזלו יש בשמיים, the olive המזל, וגבוהים עליהם מלאכי עליון, and these forces controlled by higher מלאכים, נסנם יסרים עליהם, which Hashem appointed to rule over these nations. כי עניין שכסוב, ושר מלכוס פרס עומד לנגיד. Like the pasuk speaks about the שר of מלכוס פרס, this מלאך who guides and sustains and nourishes that nation. והנה השם הנכבד הוא אלוקי אלוקים ואדוני אדונים לכל עולם. Of course, הקדוש ברוך הוא rules the entire universe, אבל ארץ ישראל אמצעוס הישובי, נחלס השם יוחד וישובו. There's nonetheless something special about ארץ ישראל. לא ינוסן עליה מן המלאכים. קצין ושתו מושל. He did not appoint some מלאך, some spiritual force, בנחילו עיסא לעמו ימי חד שמוי. When he designated this land for his nation, זרע אהביו, וזהו שנאמר, וישם לי סגולה מכל עמים, כי לי כל הארץ. That's what it meant, you will be a treasure to me from all the nations, for the entire land is mine, וכסיב וישם לי לעם ולכי יהיה לכם לאלוקים. You will be my nation, I will be your God. לא יסיעו אתם אל אלוהים אחרים כלל. You will not be under the influence of these other forces, the מלאכים, the מזלויס, completely a direct connection between us. והנה כדי שהעם יישב ברצוי בקדושה שער היויס, ברובי המצווה יש לשמוי, sanctify the nation that dwells there, ולכך אמר, ושמעתם את חוקיו ואת כל משפטיו ועשיתם אותם, ולא יסקיע ארץ אתכם. The land should not spit you out because it is a holy land and requires a certain mode of conduct, a certain level. The author now just paraphrases. כוח רוחני שלט על כל עם ועם ועל כל מדינה. There's a spiritual force that rules and guides every nation, every geographical location. מלאך הנוסן לעם ולמדינה את צורת חיים ואופיים. It's a מלאך that gives that nation its way of life, its personality, so to speak. You know, we speak about these things, mentality, the French mentality, and the German mentality, Australian, and American, different mentalities and ways of life. לא יכן ארץ ישראל שאין שום כוח רוחני שולט בה בלתי השם לבדוי. Not so ארץ ישראל. There's no spiritual force that rules in it other than Hashem himself. Who Eloki Eretz? He is the God of the land. V'rak hu hanosen tzura la'ot v'ladarim ba. He's the one who molds the way of life in that land. V'zeinyan, this is what Chazal mean in Ksubei Zdav Kuf Yud, when they say, kol hadar b'chutz la'etz dome ke mi she'en lo Eloka. Anyone who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he has no God. Ki b'chutz la'etz b'al korcheim chayim tachas shilton kuchot ruchaniyim. And perforce, a person lives outside Eretz Yisrael, lives under the domain and the control of spiritual forces, malachim. שההשפעה אלוקיס מגיעה באמצעו סם. Divine flow and output comes through these spiritual forces, וממילא, necessarily and inevitably, גם היהודים הגרים שם, even the Jews who live there, מקבלים ההשפעה אלינם בדרך הגויים שכניהם. They receive this divine flow through those channels. עד שגם במידי סם והלך חיים, so that even in their way of life, מסתגלים לרוח המשיח בשיחוי. The Jews in that land adapt to the ways of that nation where they live. And that's what we speak about. The Jews from South Africa have a particular, like we said, personality or mentality as opposed to Jews in America or Eretz Yisrael. This is the reason for it. ועד שאפילו סתירה עצמה מבינים לפעמים על פי אויס הדרך המחשבה נהוגה באומהי. To the point where even the Torah itself, there would be subtle differences in the way that we would understand it because of the particular ways of analysis and thought in that nation. לא יכן בארץ הקודש אשר תמיד עיני השם בא, not so in ארץ הקודש, where Hashem's eyes are constantly looking, ואין אחר עמו בהשפעה והנהגה. There's nobody there, no מלאך, no force that shares in leading the nation there. Furthermore, לא יזו בלבד שארץ ישראל לא ניתנה לשלטון מלאכים. Not only that, that ארץ ישראל was not given to מלאכים to control and dominate, כי גם לאדם לא ניתנה. It wasn't given to any human being, ככל הארץ, it's like other lands which can be owned. כך מבאר הספורנו על פסוק, והארץ לא יסימכר לצמיסוס, the land may not be sold in perpetuity, כי לי הארץ, it is mine, כי גרים ושבים אתם עמדי, you are sojourners with me, פרשס בהר. The Sforno comments, Ki li ha'aretz ha'galil hu eretz Hashem. This particular region is the land of Hashem. Ki gerim atem imezi. Your sojourn is ba'ez ha'galil. She'einu b'chla. It's not included in the pasuk in Tehillim, ve'aretz nasa livnei Adam. That pasuk in Halel, ve'aretz nasa livnei Adam, is for the rest of the globe, not Eretz Yisrael. Says the author, Hari b'shito ki mashmo. Literally, li ha'aretz, like the pasuk says, it's mine. Eretz Yisrael lo nitena livnei Adam kechol ha'aretz. It is not given to mankind. He nishara b'rishusayz bar. It remains the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol hadarim bah hinam gerim v'sashavim imo yizbarach. Anyone who lives it is a mere sojourner. The person is renting at most. U'lefi divrei ha'sforno en lanu b'Eretz Yisrael el achilas peros v'lo guf aretz. According to the Sforno, the author is using the terminology of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan when they have this famous machlokes. According to the Sforno, we have only achilas peros loy guf aretz. The actual land is not ours. We have the usufruct. We're permitted to dwell there. Ve'achen, indeed, ana omrim b'vracha me'ein shalosh, when we say the b'vracha me'ein shalosh, we use these words, asher rotzisa v'inchalta l'avoyseinu le'echoil mipiryah v'lisba mitova. You gave it to our forefathers to eat of its fruit. It doesn't say you gave it to them to own and to... No. We have the usufruct, that's all. It's founded, the Chazal molded this bracha on the basis of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I brought you to this land to eat of its fruit. Same idea, that the land that you get to our forefathers just to benefit from, but without ownership. It's not just a mere shevach. Whatever we permit in Eretz Yisrael is this, yachilas peros. That's all. We have no ownership of the land. It's a point to ponder. The machlokes about this particular phraseology. The Bach comments as follows. וחוסב עוד, תוקם את התור, ירץ, ויש שומעים ונוכל מפריה, ואין לו אמרוי וכו', ותאמר, הלי קדושס הארץ הנשפס בה מקדושס הארץ העליונה, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the parallel Eretz Yisrael, the spiritual one above, הנשפס גם בפרוסי, and that קדושה spills over to the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, שינקים מקדושס השכינה, שכן זה בקרב הארץ, that one who eats the fruit of Eretz Yisrael is nourished on the kedusha of the Shechina that dwells there. Ki al ken yizir v'amah b'sof parashas Mas'ei, and that's why the Torah warns us, lo yisetem ois ha'aretz asher atem yishuvim ba. Don't defile this land that you dwell in, asher ani shechin b'sichah, because I dwell there, ki ani Hashem shechin b'sof b'nei Yisrael. And furthermore, v'amah im tetamei ha'aretz, if the land is defiled with inappropriate conduct, nimsheches ha'tumah gam p'feroseh ha'yonikim mimena. That tumah is then extended to the fruits that grow from it. When we speak about the Shekhinah being withdrawn, it's because of the tumah that falls the land. The consequence is, when there's tumah, I withdraw my presence from Bnei Yisrael. To a certain point in history, Bnei Yisrael themselves are Heichal Hashem. Lefish Hashem has a Shira B'Sicha Mamash. The Shekhinah was among them. Ve'ata be'ochlam peros en kimi tumas ha'aretz. But in different periods of history, when they eat the fruit which derives nourishment from spiritual defilement and pollution, nistalka Shekhinah, ki kshatumah nichneses im achilas peros b'soch Bnei Yisrael, yoitzes kinegda kedusha mikir Bnei Yisrael. When they eat fruit that has this tumah, they lose a corresponding measure of kedusha. And therefore it's corrected, it works out, it makes sense that in this bracha we make this phrase, we say this, ki ba'achilas peirusah, by eating its fruit, anu nizanim mikdushas ha'shchina mitaharasah v'nizba mitoivasah. Says the author, to paraphrase this entire paragraph, ha'achilas peirus ba'etzah zel lav milsa zutatahi. Just to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael is not a small matter. V'chol kedushas Yisrael v'asheras ha'shechina b'soch ha'am pliya ba. The kedusha of Yisrael depends on this, v'lazeh nitnan l'aretz. And that's really why the land was given to us. Along the same lines, v'hine Issa b'gemara, famous Gemara in Seita Daf Yudaled, dorash v'simlai, mipnei ma nis'ava Moshe Rabbeinu v'iskenes Eretz Yisrael. Why was he so keen on entering Eretz Yisrael? Did he really need to eat this fruit of Eretz Yisrael? He was saying there are many mitzvahs that are fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael. I wish to enter the land in order to fulfill all the mitzvahs. However, according to what we said above, the truth is, yes, we do need to eat of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael. That's true for Am Yisrael. Ki ze kol inyan yeshivas ha'aretz. That the point of dwelling there is to eat of the fruit and to thereby imbibe some of the kedusha of the Shekhinah that dwells there. Ela she Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom ha'ya tzerich lezeh. He was not in need of this. He was the exception. Ki hu yisig dargas ha'shas ha'shekhinah bli achilas peros Yisrael. He had this level of imbibing from the Shekhinah without having to eat of the fruit. But for everyone else, an achinami. They did need to go in and eat of the fruit. Midivrei Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the Kuzari, Haramban, Vasforno, Hinalu Lomdim, Mayis Gulas, Eretz Yisrael. We get some idea of the property, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Kirva Tivis Elaboreis Baruch Lamishu Zochel Yikalet Ba. A natural closeness to the Creator, to one who merits to be absorbed in Eretz Yisrael. Hashpa'a Elokis Bilti Emtzeis, a divine flow without intermediaries. Vis Batlus Ha'am El Elokei Haaretz, and the total negation of the nation and submission to Hashem's will in Eretz Yisrael. That can be the first chapter.